And as I always do, Commissioner of Agriculture, if you would, give me your name and who you're with and where you're from, please.
Sure. Adam Putnam, Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture.
Commissioner Putnam, it's great to be with you today. I appreciate the opportunity. And as you know, we usually try to catch up with the Commissioner of Agriculture soon after our legislative session each year. And I guess, you know, this year we're kind of in between sessions. It was kind of a strange year. And you might just start us there for historical purposes. Give us some comments. You've been in the legislative branch, both at the state level and in Congress, and now back at the state cabinet level on the executive branch. And you've got to have some interesting perspective on what's going on right now.
Well, it was certainly an unusual legislative session. We were on track from an agriculture standpoint to have a pretty good year. There was a historic water bill that was moving through the House and the Senate. They had resolved most of their differences, and I feel like it is in a good place to be taken up next year. I don't think we have to start at square one next year. I think we're going to have something that already has momentum that we can pick up next year. The budget side looked pretty good. The legislators continue to be very supportive of our requests to fund research on citrus greening and a number of other priorities that we have in the department. So we'll see what the special session holds in terms of bringing the budget in for a landing. I fully expect that they will. And I think on the more policy-oriented issues, particularly on water policy, we're going to need to be prepared to pick that up again in September when they begin committee meetings for the next session.
So this special session is really going to be focused on the budget areas and those things connected to that. Is that right?
Well, the breakdown in the budget really came about as a result of disagreements over health care policy. And health care is such a huge part of the overall state budget that if you can't work out your differences on that, you really can't solve the rest of the budget either. So I expect that in June, when they come back for special session, they'll find a way to at least bridge the difference on health care temporarily, balance the remainder of the budget, and be able to get home for the summer and put a team of folks together, individual legislators working on a longer-term healthcare solution that they can address next session.